Stop 7. Introduction to Dust to Data.
This is a 3-minute introduction to Dust to Data, the third film in the Genetic Automata series. It's 15 minutes long and explores the colonial history of archaeology and its parallels with how we construct origin stories today. David and Larry voiced the dialogue together with Larry Barham, a professor of archaeology from the University of Liverpool. The film is inspired by correspondence that took place in 1912 between American sociologist and civil rights leader W.E.B. Du Bois and Flinders Petrie, a British Egyptologist, archaeologist, and eugenicist. The film features near-photorealistic landscapes created in the video game software Unreal Engine. It gently pans through a range of deserted Egyptian landscapes, the ruins of an ancient city buried in sand, to richly painted sarcophaguses surrounded by statues of dogs, people, and sphinxes. A rotating glass pyramid appears in several scenes, a symbol of order and hard mathematical simplicity. The film is about people, and yet there are none, only traces of them. About 5 minutes into the film, there is a sequence of real archaeological artifacts which are shown rotating against a black background. There is a rough, pinkish stone. It has a bulging base suited to the palm of a hand and grooves for fingers and thumbs to grip, rising to a dull point. It is replaced by a skull, which revolves to reveal a crisscross of cracks. This in turn is replaced with a broken glass bottle with sharp jagged edges at the top and bubbles in one side. David tells us more about them.
This scene is voiced over by Larry Barham, professor of archaeology who specialises in looking at the creation of the very earliest technologies, examining that moment when handheld tools began to be attached to handles to create more complex and powerful forms. He does this by examining sites in Africa, particularly the rich sediments of Zambia. The stone is a handheld blade found in the mud of a riverbed in Zambia that shows intense intelligence and methodology, even though it was hewn far before Homo sapiens evolved. The skull is of one of our pre-human ancestors. The bottle with coral is a specimen from the Natural History Museum, an example of the complicated history of exhibits, its classification contested across time as relationships to populations, countries, and empire have shifted. The film's final scene also features a pre-human skull, which has a pronounced brow, wide cheekbones, and narrow jaw. This is an Australopithecine skull, an extinct close relative of humans from around 2 million years ago. We were interested in the slippery moment of when we became humans. When tools, language, society all arguably emerged before Homo sapiens, how can we say that our close ancestors were not human too?